in the limelight.
The United Arab Emirates is rewarding Israeli regime arms makers that helped massacre Palestinians earlier this year. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Tamara Nassar, journalist. This article is published under the heading UAE rewards Israeli regime firms that supplied arms for Gaza massacre. Stay tuned for more. The United Arab Emirates is rewarding Israeli regime arms makers that helped massacre Palestinians earlier this year. Elbit Systems, which provided weapons for the Zionist regime's May assault on Gaza, is establishing a subsidiary, Elbit Systems Emirates. Ran Karel, an executive at Elbit Systems, said the Abraham Accords provide a sound basis for business collaborations in the region. He is referring to the normalization deals brokered by the United States last year between the Zionist regime, the United Arab Emirates, Sudan, and Morocco. These countries are important new markets for Elbit Systems, Karel said, an insight into how the Zionist regime views Arab states as profit centers for its war industry. Elbit boasted in an Arabic language video showcasing its weapons that its technology improves efficiency and protects lives, revealing language from a company whose products have proven efficient at ending Palestinian lives. Elbit Systems was among more than a dozen Israeli regime arms manufacturers that participated in the Dubai Air Show recently. They included the Zionist regime's aerospace industries, IAI and Rafael. These firms are among the leading suppliers of weapons used by the Zionist regime in its attacks against Palestinians. This includes the Zionist regime's 11-day war on Gaza in May, which left 250 Palestinians dead, including more than 60 children. During the attack, the Zionist regime annihilated entire families in their homes. Elbit Systems was directly involved in the Zionist regime's assaults, corporate watchdog Who Profits said. The company is a major exporter of drones. Elbit drones were used by the Zionist regime military during the assault, and Elbit's personnel who worked in an operations room of a new drone unit, Unit 9900. The unit operates two drone fleets, one to inspect and collect intelligence and one to attack targets with the gathered data. In other words, the Gaza Strip was effectively used as a testing ground for new artificial intelligence capabilities developed by Elbit as part of a new military unit, according to Who Profits. The unit conducted over 30 operations, according to an Israeli regime general, as part of an effort to perfect the system, an example of how the Zionist regime routinely uses Palestinians as a guinea pigs for the weapons it later sells to other countries at profit. Use of these artificial intelligence capabilities led the military to declare the onslaught on Gaza as the world's first AI war, the watchdog said. Who Profits attributes the firm's success to its relationship with the Israeli regime military, which enables Elbit to test its products in real time and on Palestinian bodies. Elbit regularly markets its products as battle-proven, a euphemism for how those weapons have been used to kill, injure, and control virtually defenseless Palestinians. Who Profits said it is also a golden marketing tool. Elbit weapons were also used in the Zionist regime's major offensive against Gaza in the summer of 2014. That attack is part of the International Criminal Court's investigation into war crimes in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The Israeli regime's military killed an average of 11 Palestinian children per day that summer. The Dubai Air Show brought another military deal between two major Emirati and Israeli regime firms recently. EDGE, one of the largest military contractors in the UAE, has signed a memorandum of understanding with IAI to design and build unmanned military and commercial ships, in other words, naval drones. The CEO of EDGE called it a strategic alliance. The vessels will be used for intelligence gathering, surveillance, border operations, and maritime warfare. Meanwhile, Jordan is reaping the benefits of the Abraham Accords, just as was predicted by the Zionist regime lobby observers. Jordan, the Zionist regime, and the UAE are set to sign a deal that will see a solar farm built on Jordanian land to provide energy to the Zionist regime, journalist Brock Ravid reported. John Kerry, the U.S. climate envoy and former Secretary of State, brokered the deal, Ravid said, citing five Israeli officials without naming them. The UAE will fund the solar farm. In return, the Zionist regime will supposedly build a desalination plant on the Mediterranean coast to provide Jordan with water. Despite cosmetic strains between the Zionist regime and Jordan in recent years, the relationship has, according to Ravid, improved significantly since Naftali Bennett took over as prime minister, even though the Zionist regime hasn't changed any of its policies. This has included Jordan secretly sending warplanes to train alongside the Israeli regime air force just as months after the Zionist regime's massacre of civilians in Gaza. Jordanian Air Force leaders also recently met with their Israeli regime and Emirati counterparts in Dubai. The Zionist regime and Jordan signed a peace treaty in 1994. Despite there being no restoration of Palestinian rights or an end to Israeli regime military occupation of the West Bank, including East al-Quds and the Gaza Strip. But despite formal ties between the two regimes, this has never translated into a so-called warm peace among people. The treaty is strongly opposed by the Jordanian public and members of parliament, as is a U.S.-backed gas deal that will see Jordan pay the Zionist regime at least $10 billion over 15 years, money that will undoubtedly contribute to the Zionist regime's ongoing oppression of Palestinians. The Jordanian public and parliament have staunchly opposed the deal since it was signed in 2016 and repeatedly called for its cancellation through campaigns and protests. However, the Jordanian official embrace of the Zionist regime continues to tighten without any regard for public opinion.